Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our forecast from Pat Pagano calls for a nice day today, not as humid, partly cloudy, mid-80s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, then partly sunny, 80 to 85. Sunny and less humid on Friday, around 80. Saturday, sunny and nice, a temperature around 80. We'll check the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you in the primaries in Connecticut. The Donald Trump-backed candidate got the GOP nod and is set to face Blumenthal in the fall. Republican primary voters picked conservative Leora Levy over moderate Demas Kladaris in their party's U.S. Senate candidate days after President Donald Trump endorsed Levy in a three-way election contest. A first-time candidate now challenged veteran Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal on trying to become the first Republican elected to the U.S. Senate in the state since 1982. The hottest August ever? Well, Poughkeepsie has broken the record for the warmest ever start to the month. Every August is hot in the Hudson Valley, but in Poughkeepsie, no start to August on record has been hotter than this month. The average temperature during the first 8 days of the month was 80.9 degrees, according to a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany. That's the hottest opening 8 days stretch to an August Poughkeepsie has seen since local weather records began to being kept in 1949. The vision for a W.E.B. Du Bois sculpture in Great Barrington would transform the library grounds into a public plaza. A vision for the long-desired sculpture of W.E.B. Du Bois in his hometown would transform the front grounds of the library in the memory of his civil rights legacy, as well as his love of books and writing. The installation would also rework a popular spot in front of the Mason Library, turning it into more of a robust gathering space. The W.E.B. Du Bois sculpture project on Monday presented one of its new drawings, showing a life-size design seating of Du Bois holding a book, as well as an oval-shaped area with marble seating. The changes would incorporate repair of the library steps, which are in need of overhaul. The project would tie together the nearby Du Bois Freedom Center, the African-American Heritage Trail, and Du Bois' birthplace around the corner. Also, the library would eventually hold Du Bois literary materials that would be donated by the Du Bois Center, North Star Rare Books on South Main Street. The project's estimated cost is a little over $323,000. Fundraising sponsored by the nonprofit Center for the Berkshires, Houston said the project had received significant donations, but declined to say how much. Well, it looks like we're going to have fairly decent weather heading into the weekend. Hopefully it holds for the weekend as lots of different events are going on. Of course, coming up tomorrow is the Sunset Music Series concert that will take place at the VFW in North Canaan. That's 6 until 9 p.m., rain or shine. Town of Great Barrington Summer Concert Series at the Gazebo behind Town Hall on Main Street continues on Friday. Jane Doe takes center stage from 5:30 to 7:15. Dewey Hall is hosting the Chorus, a musical kickball event at the Sheffield Town Park on Saturday from 10:30 until 12:30, featuring live music, food, and a surprise musical guest. Pre-registration is required prior to the Friday evening. For more information, deweyhall.org. Pre-registration is required. The grand opening of a permanent historical exhibit on the town's local places and people will take place on Saturday at the Copig Town Hall in Columbia County. The free event begins at 11:30. More information is available at townofcopig.org. The Housatonic River Music Fest takes place on Sunday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. The First Congregational Church Park in Stockbridge. The event features local performers, food, a bake sale, an HR1 educational booth, art exhibits, and you can try your lucky purchasing, and also raffle tickets with all proceeds going to benefit local and national mission projects. Admission to that event is free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,774.41, the NASDAQ at 12,493.93, and the S&P 500 at 4,122.47. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.